The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
The weather we had this weekend, and you've got a great grill, a great Weber, a great Blackstone, a great Egg, a great big Komodo Joe's, a Traeger's, a Smoker's. Look, this is it, man. My best friend in the world said, I'm embarrassed right now how much meat I have in my freezer right now. Because it's grilling season. We got to get this thing done. Ingles. Go by and get the fresh meats, the fresh seafood, all the pork, and all the big, huge, thick pork chops. I love walking in and getting those. You know what I'm talking about, Sam? You get that 3-inch pork chop, man, that big, thick pork chop, or those thick filet mignons. Oh, go by and do it. Low prices, love the savings. Again, pharmacy, all your needs. Floral, all your needs. Bakery, deli, they got it all for you. The salad bars, the olive bars, they've got it all for you. You're going to love our great friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Check my friends out at Ingles. So during the break, Sam and I watch it. Sam is a big LeBron James fan. I can't stand LeBron James. LeBron, he did it again last night, Sam. He goes up for a layup, and he gets fouled, and he falls on his forearm, but he acts like his elbow's hurt. I thought he was dead, and yet he wasn't dead.
He shook back. Yeah, I don't know why he's always done it. He's always done it. He did it when he was 19, and he does it when he's 41. Dead.
That's it, LeBron. His career's over. His career's over. Oh, no, he's back up. He's just shooting the free throws.
And he had 30 last night, man.
All right.
That dude doesn't age.
I wish he would.
I think he could play another 5 years. I really do. I mean, he doesn't look like – you could tell the athleticism's a little low compared to what it was, but he was also like the freakiest of freak athletes. He could still go another 5 years, I think. He's that good.
You can have him.
I'd take him back in Cleveland right now.
1882 asked a very good question. He goes, I'm not a basketball super fan. Why are Duke and North Carolina both playing in Greenville but not playing each other? Well, now, in the old days, we would have the regionals that were true regionals. And not regionals. First and second round games that they played. So, in other words, the East would play in the East. The West would play in the West. What's crazy is that they've been able to do this now to where now Duke and Siena and Ohio State and TCU are in Greenville and they're in the East. But North Carolina, VCU, and Penn and Illinois are also playing in Greenville, but they're in the South region. There is, let me give you a better example of it. Back in the old days, too, Sam, the Atlanta Braves were in the NL West. Remember those days? Like, what? We're doing the NL West, man.
I don't remember them, but I believe that they happened.
Oh, yeah. They had that. So, let me do it this way. Scores. Today in the regionals, or in the first and second round games, not regionals, first and second round games, Troy, Nebraska will play in Oklahoma City in the South region. And everybody knows Oklahoma City is not in the South. Let me see if I can find a better example of that. Oklahoma State. Oregon's in the West. We do know that. New York's in the – okay. Howard and Michigan are going to play in Buffalo, New York today in the Midwest region. Buffalo, New York's not in the Midwest region. We cross these games and we get teams going to different places, whatever, but we make it out of travel and convenience and TV and all those things. It is a great improvement on what we used to do it. But it used to be if you played in the East, in the East regional, you played in the East. So that's a bit of a difference there. So a little bit of stuff. That's a very, very good question. Let's get back to our Tiger Diagnostic phone line. Stuart held through the break. Stuart, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, good, man. I'm glad to hear from you. Did we get some good news? What would you know on Monday? What would we find out?
Well, the doctor said both her eyes are stable. There hadn't been, you know, really any change since 4 months ago when all this started. But he said that there is a little more optimism with her left eye because of the, you know, what she's able to do now, you know. He still, you know, unless the Lord touches it, her right eye will probably not ever change. It'll, she'll only know that something's in front of her. She won't know what it is. You know, so
yeah.
She wouldn't fall over a table or run into somebody. You know, she'll realize something's in front of her with her right eye,
right,
to avoid it. But
I
probably
know,
never be able to make out what it is.
Well, I like the news about the stabilization stuff. And I can just tell you, people text in and they'll be praying and stuff. And I would just know two things here to provide you a little more comfort there. I know I have friends of mine that are sight impaired. And what they tell me is, man, they hear better than I do, and they smell better than I do, and their senses are better, and there's technology, and there's so many things that they rely on now, and technology-wise. And they just tell me that, man, in the future, you don't know what we're doing on with all kinds of technologies and medicine advances and all those kind of things. But the main thing I can tell you is, and I got a text saying, God, please wrap your arms around this young girl and help her improve. That you got great family, and y'all are gonna give this beautiful angel a great chance at the, you know, maximizing everything. So I'm glad to hear the stabilization part of it and the right eye part of it. So,
but the main thing, God's doing,
yeah,
still in control.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, always has been, always will be, and that's comforting. No doubt.
His will will always be done.
No doubt. No doubt about that. So I thank you for sharing. And again, our text message are doing it. We pray every night for and continued success with all that, man.
Well, she will have, she'll go back to Atlanta in 6 months. So, you know, we'll just, you know, just continue to pray that the Lord's will be done.
It will. It will. Stuart, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Always great to hear
from
you.
Okay, I'm in Virginia working.
All right. Well, tell that beautiful baby we said hello.
I will, sure. Soon as I get back in about a week or 10 days, I'll hug her and let her know.
I know you will. I know you will, buddy.
Totally praying for her.
No doubt about it. Have a great one, Stuart. Thanks for calling in, man. How about that? How about that? And appreciate all the texts coming in on the text line for that stuff. Sam, on a month's – that's why we're a sports talk show, because we can talk about diverting away from – man, I couldn't imagine that. With that said, Sam, let me go to the Greenville thing first. Ticket prices. I am a little bit surprised that tickets are as affordable for a lot of these games. If you're in the upstate of South Carolina right now, Sam, have you looked at ticket prices? By the way, don't if you have not. Have you looked at ticket prices?
I have not. Okay. I bought tickets last year for a region when I was up in Seattle, so I kind of know what the lower end of it would be.
Right.
But I don't know what it would be in an area where, like, you're in Greenville and North Carolina and Duke are playing there.
Okay. First session, noon. We kick everything off, man. The NCAA tournament starts in Greenville. Get in price right now. This is the Duke, Siena, and the Ohio State TCU sesh. What's your guess? Get in price.
for Duke in Green, $61. No, I was gonna say four. I was gonna cut it down to 55.
$41.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember what I paid last year for a region that had a bunch of teams that really weren't specific to that part of the country. It was low. I paid in like the 30s to get it in Seattle.
I'm looking right now. 38. 30. There's a $38 ticket on here.
Yeah.
For two tickets. Like, you can get in the doors, man.
Set. NBA gym, you know. Or not, I guess not Bonsecours, but, yeah. I mean, pretty big gym. You got an opportunity to go sit up, and you can sit up high and try and get in for cheap. They don't price gouge you too much for these games.
No, you get lower bowl down there for $59 right now. $59. It's pretty good. In Sesh 2, this is the North Carolina and VCU, Illinois and Penn. Don't you feel like that North Carolina VCU is the premier game here? I mean, Ohio State and TCU might be.
Regionally, it should be, yes.
Yeah.
I think TCU, Ohio State's going to be really fun. And it's the tournament opener, which carries a little bit of weight.
But that's it, like the night games, people are off work. Yeah. Like the ticket man's a little higher for this one. 56 get in.
Yeah. Plus North Carolina factors into this as well.
Yeah. But would Duke factor in as much as North Carolina?
Yeah, Yeah. The answer is yes. It should.
46.
But Duke's also going to win their first two. Duke's also going to win their first game. So do fans feel the pressure to go and watch Duke beat Siena? Probably not.
Well, and that's another thing is you start looking at it, and let me pull brackets up next. In the East region, what's Duke going to like? Washington, D.C. next week. So maybe if you're a Duke fan, maybe you save the ticket. Save the
destination trip.
Yeah, Duke's going to beat Siena. They're going to beat Ohio State or TCU.
Probably, yeah.
So maybe you save, if you live in Virginia and you're a Duke fan, maybe you save your money rather than travel down here and you go to D.C. next week. I guess it's in D.C.
There's a lot more to do.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you're having to make a choice maybe.
Yep.
You know, through that. So, but anyway, a little surprised by that. Now, the Ohio State and TCU, that's a 2.5-point spread, Ohio State. Again, kicking off the tournament is probably the exciting part of it. Greenville's the exciting part of it. Told you all of the Myrtle Beachers and Charlestons and Hilton Heads are making their way up, so that our interstates will be flooded with people coming from Ohio State. The Ohio State University at Myrtle Beach, at Hilton Head, at Charleston. Whenever we have hurricanes here, Sam, they reverse the interstates so that both lanes are leaving the coast. A governor should have, our governor Froghorn Leghorn, should have declared that. I declare. That we should just reverse the lanes where all the Ohio State fans leaving Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and Hilton Head.
There's plenty of them.
Can come to Greenville.
There's plenty of them. Close the roads.
Duke and Siena, Blue Devils 27.5-point favorite. Nothing to see here.
For Duke's sake, you hope not.
Nothing to see
here. But it'd be very funny if there was.
On the North Carolina and VCU, Tar Heels 2.5-point favorite. I get a lot of 11 love. With this game, I'm seeing a lot of people saying VCU is going to win this game.
Yeah, it kind of feels like last year's Memphis-Colorado State game where I was at that one. You thought, first of all, that Colorado State was probably just better than Memphis. And North Carolina fits kind of into that boat where they're beat up a little bit. They haven't looked very inspiring with Caleb Wilson out of there. And you can't really blame him. He's their best player. He's a top 10-15 player in the country. But they haven't looked great without him. They didn't look good against Clemson in either game we played against them. Clemson bailed them out in the first game, didn't hit any shots, and let them win that one. In the second game, Clemson bounced back and won. North Carolina didn't make any momentum in the ACC tournament. It's kind of hard to have any faith in them. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out there and beat VCU. I picked VCU to win the game. But VCU won their conference tournament. They've got momentum right now. They're talented. They've got legitimate scoring options. They can defend. And I just don't trust this North Carolina team with Wilson out. They just lack any sort of ceiling. If they do win this game, which I think it's probably a 50-50 coin flip at this point, take your pick, they're going to get killed, I think, by Illinois right afterwards. Illinois is going to score 90 on them, and North Carolina is not going to be able to score with them. So this is a pretty low-risk upset pick, I think, because either team is going to lose in the next round to Illinois more than likely anyway. Might as well throw a dart at the wall and see if you get the 11.
And then Illinois Penn, nothing to see here. 25.5 points. We got two non-competitive games, two competitive games.
Especially not if Penn's best player, TJ Power, who may not play today, is actually out. I would imagine he's going to suit
up. You're saying
sick.
There's a power outage.
There's a possible power outage in Penn. No, Illinois is going to beat them by 20. Their offense is just way too good. And Penn wasn't great during the conference slate, but turned it up in the conference tournament over in the Ivy.
All right. With that said, I get this text message. Best food in Greenville for someone going to the game. All right. Look, there's a lot of great restaurants in downtown Greenville. And I'm going to give you just one. And this is not a paid advertisement. If you're, because there are people who walk from downtown to the game. It's you know, the West End down there. That's a kind of a long walk from there
but
over to Coliseum.
But it's nice. It's
walkable, nice, doable, yeah. And the weather be nice.
If you're in the right, if you're in the right part, of, like if you're walking through right downtown with the river and all that, it's very nice.
All right. I'm not going to, I've got so many friends that own businesses over there and own restaurants. Not so many. I know a couple guys own restaurants. I'm not going to, Carl Sobosinski's a friend of mine, so all of his restaurants. I mean, Sobey's is awesome, and they'll do a great job, and I always love that one. I mean, and then getting a bunch of people that are sending texts. Downtown Greenville's great food. If I had to pick one, Sam, just one, okay? Next time you're in Greenville, the Frogs in Greenville today, and Texas said the trolley's going to be running. That'd be good. Go to Trio's and get you a cheeseburger pizza. All right, have you ever had a cheeseburger pizza, Sam?
I have, yes.
This is where you put mayonnaise on a pizza. I've got lettuce, I've got onions, I've got hamburger meat, and I have cheese. Two of the best foods on earth are pizza and cheeseburgers. And when you combine pizza and cheeseburger and get a pizza cheeseburger, then you got to do it. So if there's a one go-to meal, non-paid ad. Again, there's so many great restaurants down there. But if it said on your last meal ever downtown Greenville, Cheeseburger Pizza Trios. I guess they're still open. I guess they're still serving. I don't know. It's been a couple of years. But do that for sure. All right. We've got a bunch of texts to get to. Our Adams Grove text line is just on fire this morning. I'll try to get to those questions and comments. And for those coming in, too. I feel like it's a pregame show for Greenville. But there's 16 games, Sam. I've got that. Speaking of food, I've got a question this morning on text line about Rory McIlroy's menu for the Masters. We'll go over that as well. Clemson baseball won last night. Clemson softball won last night. NCAA tournament, Miami beat SMU last night. First round, 16 games today. Best day in sports, according to Sam. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Get in touch with him, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber does an incredible job. This is a company been around since 1917. This is a company I've dealt with when it comes to our first remodel. We'll do it in our second remodel. We love Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. The internet police are out. 6573 says, hamburger meat, you mean ground beef? What? Yeah, what do you think I meant? What? Yes, it's okay to call it hamburger meat. It's okay to call it ground beef. We don't want it ground chuck. You want percentage of lean I want in it? You see what I'm saying? You got me, man. You got me. Short break. Breaking down games, breaking down Roy McIlroy menu, much more to this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwak, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwak. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
There's a better option for blood work in the upstate. I'm Dr. Ted Swan, a Clemson graduate practicing in the upstate for over 20 years. Unhappy with the national giants, we built Tiger Diagnostics Laboratory, a physician-led solution. We offer after-hours blood draws, signature health panels, and a better patient experience. In Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after-hours in Piedmont, Learn more at tigerdiagnosticslab.com.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor, family owned and operated for over 40 years. Now through April 30th, save on John Deere compact tractors with 0% financing for 84 months or up to $3,000 cash savings. All John Deere Gator XUVs have 1.9% for 36 months or 2.9% for 48 months. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
Peace of mind is the greatest value we can offer. At Ben Mason Insurance, we protect your future, not just your property. From auto to home, business to specialty vehicles, our team in Boiling Springs is committed to serving upstate families and businesses. Visit us at 188 Blaylock Road or call 864-578-7100. Let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
When comfort matters most, trust Davis Services to keep your home running smoothly. Every spring, hundreds call us when their HVAC breaks, but you can avoid the hassle. Our preventative maintenance plan costs less than $21 a month and includes two seasonal visits, repair discounts, and priority scheduling. Take advantage of special spring pricing. Sign up today and call 864-578-9233 for peace of mind all year.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your day, your teams, and your voices. 13 hours live and local on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. This is a company that we totally believe in. This is a company that's going to give you the very best mattress made, and it's made right here in Greenville. Boy, we just talk about all the great things here with the NCAA tournament in Greenville. How about Engineered Sleep? How about 333 North Pleasantburg Drive? Go by their showroom, lay down, test out mattresses, do the Goldilocks challenge here. Not too soft, not too hard, just right. Get that done. Our great friends over at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. The company that's going to really, truly, you're going to love and love dealing with. All right, a couple of quick things here, Sam. Have you seen Rory McIlroy's menu?
I did, actually. I did see Rory's menu.
All right. For folks that don't know, he is the defending Masters champion, is the host of the Masters dinner.
Yeah.
The champions dinner. And you get to he gets to decide what he wants. And by the way, Rory McIlroy, they say, experience no expense in it. And looking at it, we're talking about bottles of wine that are thousands and thousands of dollars. But here is, and I'll ask you, Sam, thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm going to mispronounce most of this. There's nothing, I don't like fine dining because I don't want it when the waiter or waitress comes out and tells me, oh, we've got the Mediterranean, Washingtonian, balsamic, you know, like, you know, all these terms like these, what? Well, the Hamilton, whatever. I'm like, what, man? Just like, what is it? I have to look at my wife sometimes and I go, what is that? She said, that's pasta, Mickey. It's pasta. Oh, okay. What is that? Oh, God, that's a fish. Like, I don't know. Does anybody know what these things are, really? So there's at least almost on all of these items, there's something I'm like, I really don't know what that is. But there's one item on here, Sam, that I know exactly what it is that you might not know what it is. So I'm gonna crush you on this. All right. Peach ricotta flatbread, balsamic hot honey basil. So that's an appetizer. So it's got this spread on it. On flatbread.
That's a yay for me.
I'd eat that.
I'm intrigued, yeah.
Rock shrimp tempura, creamy spicy sauce. That's a tempura. That's a shrimpy sushi Japanese kind of a thing, right?
I'm not a huge shrimp guy. I don't eat much of seafood.
Oh, Sam. On my honeymoon.
I've tried a good bad. I'm not just not really my...
My wife and I go on a resort down in Mexico for honeymoon, and I ate shrimp for breakfast.
I eat a good amount. I like salmon. Which is on this menu down the line.
You're going to love that.
Yeah. Salmon's on here.
Bacon-wrapped dates with goat cheese and almonds. I don't think I've ever had a date.
I have either.
Yeah. What is that, like a grape?
It's a great
question. Like a raisiny, grapey kind of a thing?
That's a great question.
It just feels like that's a prune.
I've seen these. I don't think I've ever had one. They're described as sweet, chewy fruits from the date palm tree, rich in natural sugars, fibers, and nutrients.
What is that? That's like a prune or like a grapey kind of a thing.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a bigger raisin.
Keep that Google machine up over there for me. I really hope my wife's not listening right now because she's going to be embarrassed by me not knowing some of this stuff. Grilled elk sliders with caramelized onion jam, roasted garlic, aioli?
Yeah.
Don't know what aioli is. Is that some sort of spread?
It's not a lot of burgers now, yeah.
Okay. I've had elk before.
I've never actually, I had elk in Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I liked it or not, though, is the problem.
It's a burger, man. It's a beef. It's a burger.
I figure, yeah.
Okay. The first course is yellowfin tuna carpaccio.
Carpaccio, maybe?
Carpaccio.
I'm guessing.
With foie gras, toasted baguette, and chives. I don't know.
I think that's the one Kwok tried to pronounce yesterday.
No idea, man.
I think he got it right, too. It's tuna. Use the context for this.
The filet mignon or the seared salmon.
Sure.
I know what both those are.
Yeah.
But with traditional Irish champ, I don't know what Irish champ is, sautéed Brussels sprouts.
That's good. Yeah.
My wife loves Brussels sprouts. Glazed carrots with brown butter, crispy Vidalia onion rings.
It's a good collection of items right there.
Well, what is traditional Irish champ? Can you look that one up for me, Sam?
Yes.
Irish champ. That's got to be some sort of, it's a vegetable,
maybe? Appears to be a mashed potato mix with a couple other things fixed into it. Some onion in there.
Nice.
A lot of onion on that, A lot of onion in that course.
Well, and that deal there, because of Vidalia, he said he liked the local flavor of Vidalia onions just a few short hours.
A couple hours away, yeah.
I'm going to skip the dessert and come back. And this is where I'm really going to embarrass myself. The wines.
Yes, please start pronouncing.
2015 Seco S Brut Le Maison Champagne. I don't know what that is.
It's from 2015.
A 2022
That's all we need to know. It's 2015.
Domaine Lafay Batard Monarchie. That's a Burgundy. That's a red wine.
It's because the words are small, folks. The words are small.
A 1990 Chateau Lafite Rothschild Pauliac Bordeaux. That's a red wine. That's a Bordeaux. Yep. That's a dessert kind of a deal, like a heavier porty.
You got most of the words there correct.
Okay.
Yes.
A 1989 Chateau Curie.
There's a Y followed by a Q.
Yeah. Salt, that's another Bordeaux. I don't know what a lot of that is. Sam, I like a little bit of red wine. I don't know what all that stuff is. But Sam, here's one thing I do know. So far, I don't have a text my wife saying, stop, you're embarrassing our family.
Not yet.
But for dessert, something we don't eat here, sticky toffee pudding with vanilla ice cream and warm toffee sauce. Sam, have you ever had sticky toffee pudding?
I don't believe I have. Okay. It's British, and yes. I've been to London, but I don't believe I ever had it there. Again, I could be wrong. I could have just forgotten. I feel like I remembered if it was great and I had it, though.
Okay, Sam. It is... we went to Scotland. I had it for the first time this year.
Looks appealing.
I had it every single night I was in Scotland. I could not go to bed unless I had this sticky toffee pudding, okay? Sam, it is like a... it usually comes like in an upside-down... form where I don't know how to say that. It's got like a little carrot cake kind of color to it, but it's a moist cake, and it's got this warm toffee sauce, and sometimes vanilla ice cream with it, or custard, or you get like whipped cream or something.
It looks very good.
It's absolutely, there's a way, I'm looking at a thing right now saying, creating a decadent caramel-like finish. Decadence is a great word to describe this. I don't know how we've avoided sticky toffee pudding in the United States, but we got to make sure that we get more sticky toffee pudding. It is absolutely fantastic. I don't know why we've not inherited more sticky toffee pudding or imported it more. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's a small world now. Let's get more sticky toffee pudding in the United States.
It is definitely a departure from much of the British food that I see on the internet.
British food's not great food.
No, and I did not experiment too much with what they had going on over there when I was there.
If the British food gods made anything better than sticky toffee pudding and saved it for themselves, that's the only truly British food that I would go, oh, man, yeah, now that's
good. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by this.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's not a bad menu, man.
No, it's good. I like it.
It's a pretty good menu.
I like it. Tech said it's Irish. Okay. Yeah. Aioli is a flavored mayonnaise. I like flavored mayonnaises. I had a great flavored mayonnaise the other day. A basil mayonnaise. And it was good.
You've probably had aioli on quite a few things without even realizing that. It's probably burgers that you've ordered. It's pretty much on everything now. A lot of burgers.
Yeah. So I hope I'm not invited. I embarrass myself through a lot of that. Text said most of the Britain food is unpalatable. Yeah, I would agree. But the sticky toffee pudding makes up for it all.
Makes up for a good bit of it, we'll say.
I rarely give you too much advice, Sam. I would give everybody advice out there right now. Sticky toffee pudding is just try it one time. And I don't know how you get it here, where you get it here. Texas says go to Oxbrow in between Easley and Greenville. They have sticky toffee pudding. I'm 58, Sam. I have one major goal in my life from here on out. More sticky toffee pudding in the last half of my life than the first half of my life.
There was a British food store like near where my dad lived for a while, yeah. And we would go there a lot because it was within walking distance. I think I've tried every English candy that you can possibly conjure up at this point. Can't say I loved a lot of them, but there were quite a few winners. There were a few in there that got the job done.
It sounds toffee-licious. Yes. Yes. I need more toffee in my life anyway. It goes back to the Heath Bar stuff, you know. The English toffee.
Mm, yeah. Toffee's better than that.
All right. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get... I got a lot of those. Texture's at... Morgan Thomas says, can I get mac and cheese with Diet Coke, please? Yeah. With some ranch. Can I put some ranch on there? You put ranch on anything in the upstate of South Carolina, right? Yeah, sticky toffee put a little ranch on it. Yeah. Texture says that Dabo does like mayo. He's a mustard guy. I didn't know this. I'll ask him this if I see him at the All-In Ball. My wife says I shouldn't eat mayonnaise. She said a real man eats mustard. She makes fun of me eating mayonnaise. But I got maybe try some more aioli mayonnaise in the future.
I hate regular mustard. I hate it. Ketchup, fine. Mayonnaise, fine.
How about on a hot dog?
I don't put mustard on a hot dog.
How about here's what I put mustard on. You got to put it on your Boston butt before you apply your brown sugar and all that stuff. No hot dog. How about on a chicken biscuit?
I don't use regular mustard on anything. I do not eat it on anything.
If really?
It's on a burger, I will put the I will not eat the burger. It will ruin the whole thing for me.
Do you put mayonnaise on?
I can, yeah. I don't mind that. I'm not like seeking it out, like aioli. I'm not seeking it out, but if it's on there, it's fine.
Here's what's crazy.
There's a bunch of variants of mustard that are good. There's a bunch of different types of things that have mustard in the name, but I don't do I don't do regular. Regular yellow mustard's a no for me.
Here's the thing, pretty simple. So if I go to Chick-fil-A and I get a chicken biscuit, I'll put mustard on it. If I go to Chick-fil-A and get a chicken sandwich, I'll put mayonnaise on it. I don't know why. It's the same piece of meat. It's just a little different breading.
It's a different taste.
Completely different breading.
No mustard.
Let's take a break. Greg in Greenwood, hang on. I'm coming to you. I want to tell you a little bit before I take a break about my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service doing your taxes for you, reminding you that the Patterson Tax Service is the most experienced. They're going to do more taxes than anybody in the state of South Carolina. They're preparing more taxes than anybody, and it's a great state. But I want to talk to you folks that are listening on our podcast, listening on our app or the podcast. If you live in Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Oklahoma, Tulsa, if you're overseas right now, they can do your taxes for you. Let them take care of you with your taxes, no matter where you can hear my voice right now. You simply scan in your information, you email it to them, they'll get it back to you. It will go great. You're going to love our great friends over at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Brent Anderson said, try some dill pickle mustard.
That's what I mean. There's a bunch of variants of regular mustard
the
that
Dijon
are significantly
type.
Better to me.
How about the honey mustard? You put that on chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
There are variants that are significantly better, but for me, like if it's on a burger, I have to make sure there is no yellow mustard on it or it will ruin the entire burger for me. Sue me. I'm sorry.
The one thing that came out of this segment, Sam, is I don't know how to pronounce fine foods.
Many don't. I don't either.
But sticky toffee, man.
More toffee.
More of sticky toffee, the better. Take care of it. Short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Greg and Greenwood, David, hang on. Coming straight to you. Much more to this.
The tournament is back. The upsets are inevitable. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Now, y'all know I love playing Underdog all year long. All seasons, doesn't matter. But right now, in hoops, is the best time to play. And playing on Underdog is a cinch. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats, like points, rebounds, steals, etc. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Like I said, this is the time to get in on the games with Underdog. And right now, download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Guys, have you ever had your testosterone checked? And if so, does your primary care even know what your levels mean? At Low Country Male, our physicians know hormones, and we're local. Don't trust some internet doc. Get your labs and a one-hour consult for $200 off right now. Our TRT plans include testosterone, unlimited concierge doctor visits, and much more. With 8 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Real people, real results. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish fillet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today.
It's bow time. Your smile deserves championship care. Celebrate your winning smile with Ace Smiles in Liberty. Inspired by USA Hockey's gold medal win, new patients get a free mechanical toothbrush and whitening kit. Book your first appointment, brighten your smile, and score your gold medal gift. Dr. Lawless and the Ace Smiles team combine technology, techniques, and hospitality to make every visit comfortable. Schedule now at ace-smiles.com. That's ace-smiles.com. Ace Smiles, where every smile is championship worthy.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market offers beef raised right here in the upstate, making its way from the upstate South Carolina pasture to their stores in less than 2 weeks, along with other local vendors providing raw milk, dairy products, and more. AMPM Farms is offering your family the very best. Plan your next meal with AMPM Farms. Visit them at one of their locations in Greenville, Travelers Rest, or Fountain Inn, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Love my friends at Snyder Tree Care, snydertree.com. Still looking to hire. They hire all the time. Still looking for – they have a 15% growth model every single year. Like, that's hard to maintain, but they do it. They do it often, and they do a terrific job with that. Hey, full service tree company, shrub company, and emergency services, and mulch services, and shrub services, and tree services, and growth regulators, and cataloging your trees, and taking care of your canopies, and what it all looks like. You're going to love it. So great friends at Snyder Tree Care, 833-4-MY-TREE, 833-4-MY-TREE. Love Eric Snyder and the Snyder Tree Care people. Georgia Greg from down in beautiful Greenwood checks in with us. Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. I hope you are.
We are. Now, will you, 9:45 tonight, CBS, it's a rarity for Georgia to be in a tournament 2 years in a row, but will you be up till close to midnight tonight watching Georgia and St. Louis?
I got three quick hitters before I get to sports. Can I?
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Let's go. Yeah.
Three things. First for Sam. I'm more a ketchup guy, but yellow mustard on scrambled eggs is really good.
Yes.
And also, there's a pizza place here in Greenwood, Mill House, that makes a cheeseburger pizza unreal. And the thing that makes it so good is the mustard on it. It really does.
Yes.
I never thought I'd eat a cheeseburger pizza, but it's so good.
Well, you'd never thought in a million years you'd say, man, the best part of the pizza was the mustard.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The second thing is I have not heard the words or read the words toffee pudding since I was – a kid reading the Chronicles of Narnia as much as I've heard toffee pudding this morning.
Have you ever had toffee pudding?
No. I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Find it. Get the thing done somehow, some way. It's just sticky toffee pudding. and look, it is sticky. It is toffee. There's no pudding in it. I don't know why they call it pudding, but it's a cake. And it's got this great toffee on top of it. You put some vanilla ice cream on top of it, and it's a really moist cake. Oh man, it's so good.
Gotcha. And the third quick hitter, I think I heard you tell Dane Young one time that you had not really ever watched Survivor. Survivor has like their 50th. They have two seasons a year, and this year's their 50th year. Had Zach Brown on last night. So cool. It was. He was. He wanted. To, always wanted to be there. He came on with the island guests and spent a couple hours with them singing songs. That was really cool.
If someone said for $1 billion, name one contestant on any point in time in Survivor history, I'd be still broke. Like I.
Dang man, it's a great show. Your sports. It's fun. It's good. Y'all watch it sometime. Anyway, I heard you yesterday morning, and I agree with you. I think Georgia, to have a successful season, to consider, to build on a little bit, needs to win this first game tonight. And I was just curious, did you have them? I don't have time to do brackets or anything like that. I just wondered if you had them as a winning tonight or losing.
I've got them losing tonight. I'm sorry.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Now, I know nothing about St. Louis basketball and all that. Sam, give me a breakdown over there. What do you got for me? Georgia and St. Louis. What am I looking for tonight?
Georgia is about 500 times more athletic than St. Louis. St. Louis is probably more efficient offensively. I picked Georgia because that's an athletic gap St. Louis hasn't seen.
I just switched my pick. I'm going Georgia. Sam talked me into it. Dogs.
Why would you do that? Now they're going to lose.
Dogs a 2.5-point favorite. 2.5-point favorite for this one.
My thought on Georgia this year is that Georgia gets hot. They're going to score 90 to 100 points. You ain't going to beat them. They get to a good defensive team, like they're going to hit in the second round, and they're going to get knocked out. So they're just one of those teams that can really light it up, but then they can somebody puts clamps on them, they can shut them down. So I hope sounds right. I hope they outscore them. I will check in on. So I don't know if I'll stay up to midnight. I do.
If Georgia football played in Tokyo at 2 a.m. and you had to be at work the next day, would you stay up till 6 or 5 a.m. watching Georgia football?
I would have a campfire at 1 a.m. going for the tailgate part, and I would be listening to the post game with Jeff Gansler analyzing it and driving to work, never going to bed if it was a Georgia football.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So. I'll tell you a story when we get off here, man. Hey, good luck to the dogs tonight.
Hey, thank you.
I remember this, Sam. One time, Larry Munson, all right? Larry Munson was the most descriptive guy ever. Larry was great in football. Larry was not a great basketball announcer. But, you know, Larry was always like, he kicked it 1,000,000 miles. Look at that punt. Hi, sorry. He kicked it 2 blocks in downtown Atlanta.
We've got like 12 compilations here on our computer for that reason.
Yes. Larry in basketball, though. I was listening to him one time. He didn't do basketball every year. He did a basketball maybe, I don't know, just a short amount of time. But he's doing Georgia basketball one time, and someone missed a layup. And Larry said, he missed a 2-inch shot. He shot it 1 inch. The man would build a campfire to stay up for the postgame show that played at 2 a.m. They played a 9:45 night basketball. Not sure I could stay up for it. There is Georgia.
There are priorities.
Yeah, no doubt. Dave in Simpsonville, South Carolina, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great, Mick. Appreciate you letting me in. And you know what? Yellow mustard and mayonnaise in egg salad.
Egg salad.
With Greg. Mustard,
yes.
Yeah, you got to have the combination in both.
Well, let me ask you this. Sam Jones. Do you eat potato salad?
Occasionally, yeah.
With a little mustard base in there?
It's fine. It's fine.
No.
It's not
something I eat often, though.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I maybe once a year.
Yeah. Love.
I can't eat potato salad, but I do love coleslaw. Oh. So, you know, tell us we're not Southern.
You know, Dave, why you don't like potato salad, because you hadn't had my wife's. This is a true story. I went the other day and bought a sack of potatoes from the grocery store. And my wife said, we don't need that many potatoes. I went, well, we got to do something with them. Maybe you need to make some potato salad. And she did. And I ate it all. 2 days later, I said, hey, we got more potatoes left over. Like, I embarrassed myself with how much potato salad. It's so good with some onions in there, a little mustard base in there, man. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I'm everything but the onions. Hey, listen, you know, we saw Monday night. Let me step back. You know, everybody was kind of feeling good about themselves after the U.S. hockey team went out and beat a much more talented Canadian team for the gold medal in the Olympics.
Right.
The women did the exact same thing. So we're feeling all nostalgic about America and do you believe in miracles and all this stuff. And then we load up for the World Baseball game. We've got a stacked lineup. And you would expect this to roll through. We even have the NBA team, the NBA basketball team, go through and win. They've got a little bit of pride. So we go out, what do? We fall short against the Italians because we thought we were already in the next round. So we just floundered against the Italians. Then we go get the Venezuelans for the championship. Now, I know we got their president, and we probably got him set up somewhere with a chain of damn 7-Eleven making a bunch of money somewhere out in Idaho, right? We can't beat the daggum Venezuelans in the game that we created. We got Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber. We got Bryce Harper. We got studs up the line. And we end up losing 3-2. So you know what, Mick? I'm still nostalgic about the hockey team, but it just goes to show you that American baseball, Major League Baseball, still has a lot to learn about being completely dedicated to the flag. Mickey, I appreciate the time, and I have been wanting to say that because, gosh almighty, that just made me so mad Tuesday morning when I saw the score. I didn't stay up watching. But, you know, I figured we'd come back and win after being down 2-0 or 1-0, whatever it was. Ended up losing on a walk-off home run. Like, what in the absolute bloody blue hell went on? Y'all have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. So, Dave, you didn't even stay up and see it, though, man. You can't complain about those guys. Look, those guys, they embraced the flag. They wanted to win. I think that they wanted to win as much as the hockey guys wanted to win, but it didn't win. 2 points on that one. Number one, I hope Landon's not listening right now.
It wasn't a banner night for either of your teams in that game.
No, but I will say this. The reason I hope you're not listening, I watched some of these games. This guy, Roman Anthony, this guy's a superstar, man.
Yeah, he's really good.
This guy's going to be some sort of player.
He's very, very good.
Well, that's like, he's just a monster, too. 6'3 and 215, like a good-looking, big body, strong guy, like runs all these tools.
Yeah,
I hate to admit that.
Good chance he's the best player in the majors in a few years.
And I'm about to offend a bunch of baseball people, all right? My wife made a great point. And she knows nothing about baseball. But she saw where Venezuela beat the United States and how good the Dominican Republic is in baseball and how good the Mexico is in baseball. And she said, you know, these third world countries, you see these videos, you see these documentaries on it where these kids in the Caribbean and the kids in Central America, the kids in South America, and they're playing with a 2x4 and a piece of a bottle cap or something. And their gloves are third world quality gloves, and their balls are falling apart, and they're playing on these sand lots that are like this rocks and glass everywhere, or whatever. And then they make it to the major leagues, and yet we think that we're going to go send little Johnny to a travel ball team and get all this coaching, and now, oh, that's going to help make the major leagues. You don't need travel ball to make the major leagues. You don't even need a decent glove. You're not going to go buy your way to Dick's Sporting Goods and buy an $800 bat to make it to the major leagues. These guys are hitting little sticks, branches, 2x4s, whatever it takes, and they're developing. I thought it was a brilliant point, Sam. I hate to admit it, but she's right. We spent all this money. Oh, he's got to get a better hitting coach. He's got to get a better. We've got to go spend money on this travel ball team and go do all that stuff. And you still suck. These guys are down in the third world with not. I mean. Making pennies and not having any kind of malnourished, playing on the worst conditions, and they make it to major leagues. So, I think she's right. Any quick thoughts, Sam?
I liked watching the World Baseball Classic because I liked how much fun it looked like every other team seemingly other than us was having.
They were invested.
Yeah. It didn't feel... I'm sure I'll get pushback. It didn't feel like the U.S. players until the last game showed a ton of passion or... like, sure, they wanted to win. There were certain guys. Paul Skeens did it. Gunnar Henderson, Bryce Harper. But, like, most of them just kind of looked like they were playing to go through the motions. And that was not the case with the Dominican. That was not the case with Japan. That's never the case with them. That's not the case with Venezuela. Yeah, there's passion there, but it's either not as outwardly shown or it's not to the level that it is for these other nations. And I loved the fan support of it.
Yeah.
For games that were a little bit more affordable for the regular person down in Miami and games that were a little bit more accessible as a whole for people who can't afford the corporate suites.
Olympic hockey and World Baseball both went way up in my book. And I think that both need to play off of it and see how that goes.
Can we get a better manager than Mark DeRosa?
Terrible.
Can we get somebody who knows the rules by chance?
100% clueless. Hey, Double Dog Video, DoubleDogVideo.com. This is the best. They're going to write your copy if you need it. They're going to videography the stuff for you. They're going to edit it for you. They're going to do it. An unbelievable job for you. Everything you're looking for, everything you need at Double Dog Video. If you don't like it, you get your money back. You don't owe them anything, and they take care of you. You're going to love Double Dog Video. John and his team, experienced team. You need that great video for your company, for your church, for your wedding, for every need. Not weddings, don't do that. But your company and church, it's Double Dog Video. Check them out, DoubleDogVideo.com. Hour number 3 when you come back with Sam and Mickey right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.